coming to its painful end because of its inability to attain utopia. Because everything is happening so fast and out of control, the mind conjures all sorts of bad endings. Unfortunately, the liberal story does not capture the emergence of this somewhat disturbing technology in form of information technology and biotechnology. The bigwigs of this story are yet to fully understand what hit them, let alone control the influence of technology on political processes, financial processes, economic processes, and every other process that shapes how the world is run. The harder truth is that this influence is not only limited to the world, its cultures and finances, it also affects humans. Humans could always control the externals, but could not control the internals. However, with the advent of technology, we cannot control our internals. We can now stop wrinkles from showing our faces, and women can now increase the size of their breasts and their buttocks, even when we do not know how damning the ripple effect would be. It has always been easier for man to create rather than control what they have created. Technology has done some good in the short term, but we cannot control how it affects the bigger picture and the operation of societies. Those who invent these things do not care about politics or governance, so they do not care about how technology disrupts the existing political processes. On the other hand, politicians and world leaders are not talking about the influence of technology on political processes. Reference to the information technology breach during the American election. People now feel like the liberal story does not belong to them anymore as technology is taking over. This threat to the liberal story is not new, as it has faced several hurdles from time to time, from the First World War to the death of Archduke Franz Ferdinand to the reign of Hitler and then to the Che Guevara era. However, it stood firm and grew stronger as it emerged victorious in every ideology battle. It first began with the freedom of only the rich few, then its ideologies later grew to accommodate the freedom for all. The emergence of Trump at the polls and the exit of Britain does not totally ignore the liberal story. It simply limits it to only these nations and not to the society at large. China is, however, doing the opposite, as they have adopted a global stance while Russia is running on a mass form of oppressive rule. In Russia, the government has tweaked the media to its own advantage, which prevents the masses from seeing the light. This is all under the guise of the liberal story. This is the danger of a single story. Maybe it is better that every nation adopts which story suits her the best. Even though the liberal story promotes equality, it has not solved the world issues such as the effect of technological interruption and environmental issues. Capitalism and the liberal story would make the world more prosperous, but it would only worsen the issues on ground. The next generation may be left in more confusion than ever. Maybe the answer is to discard all of these stories and come up with a new story. What we have to do is face the current situation with a clear head and a fresh perspective. The next thing to do is to get to the root of the matter, especially the interruptive technology. This is because if nothing is done as soon as possible, technology will soon take over jobs from humans and unemployment will skyrocket. Chapter 2. Work. Key takeaways. AI can predict human behavior and have an advantage over humans in the labor market. The human care sector has huge, untapped economic and labor potential. Humans must have the ability to be highly skilled so as to survive in the mid and latter years of the 21st century. There are two sides to the coin. The advent of technology may leave everyone jobless or may keep generating jobs over time. It looks like the advantages of technology are outweighing the bad. Machines only used to compete with the physical capabilities of humans, but now, as a result of artificial intelligence, AI, machines now do better than humans in terms of cognition, analysis, and human reasoning. Because of how AI has used science and social sciences research to predict human behavior and identifying trends, technology can now perform better than professionals such as doctors and lawyers in running the society. The combination of biotechnology and information technology may turn out to be very dangerous to the existence of human jobs in the near future. Worse, computers can be linked to form a network which cannot be outperformed.